Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to Bounce Back Sunday. We have been looking forward to this because there's lots of wonderful things happening. So you came on a good day, and we are glad that you're with us here at First United Methodist Church of Brighton and Whitmore Lake. I am Pastor Lynn, your associate pastor, and today there are going to be kids receiving Bibles. There's going to be blessing of backpacks. There is going to be amazing things happening this afternoon. I'll tell you about them later. But our worship leaders today are Gwen and Ann Atarian, as well as Liz Hoover, and Pastor Allison's going to be helping lead worship today also, and Pastor Lindsay will be bringing the message. I'd like to invite the children who are here to head for Sunday school if they want to, or do you want them to stay because of the Bibles? All right, kids are staying because of the Bibles. Now, few announcements. You are invited to a town hall meeting that's coming up on Sunday, September 24th. This is going to be your chance to get an update about what's going on within the broader United Methodist Church and about general conference that's coming next year. You may have heard that some churches are choosing to disaffiliate and you want to know what that's about. And to find out about our own commitment here to continue to be the church that knows God, loves God, and serves God. There's also going to be a new member class that's starting today and running for 3 Sundays. It'll be at 6 p.m. If you have been thinking it's time to make it official, become part of this church, or if you're just thinking, I'd like to know more about what this United Methodist Church is about, you are very much invited to come. You should stop and see Pastor Lindsay. The class is going to be taught by Pastor Lindsay and Pastor John together. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Also, I can't even believe this. Where's Susan? Susan put this announcement in. The time has come to register your kids to be part of the Christmas musical theater performance. She said it. And the performance is going to be December 10th, but you have to sign up by October 15th. So put it on your connection card or contact Susan. And start planning now for Trunk or Treat. I should have put these in the other order, right? Trunk or Treat, Wednesday, October 25th from 6 to 7 p.m. There's going to be a haunted coffee house. So you can sign up on your connection card or online to decorate your car trunk, donate candy, be part of this very fun event for our kids and our community. Also, you can use your connection card to sign up for a whole lot of things because there's a lot of things happening in this church. And also to let us know you're here. And then you can also put into the offering plate that connection card and any prayer requests that you have. And I know there are prayer requests out there. So take one of those cards from the pew and fill that out. There's lots happening. This is a great place to be. God is here with us. So let's stand together for our opening hymn, which is number 144.
This is my join me in the opening prayer.
Creator God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as we gather in this place, be present with us. Help us to feel your spirit in the world around us. Let us find in all that you have created, from the tiniest blade of grass to the majestic mountaintop. Guide us in being good stewards of the magnificent world you have given us to live in. In your name we pray. Amen.
And I'm the Director of Children and Student Ministry here. I warmly welcome you to worship on this special Bible Sunday. This morning at 9:30 and 11, we'll be inviting our kindergartners and our third graders up to receive a Bible. At this time, I would like to invite the kindergartners and the third graders and their parents to please come forward. And you can stand down here. All right, come on up. Scoot down here. Come on up, kids. Great. All right, come on over here, Lydia. All right, and you're welcome to come up with your parents or your grandparents if they brought you. All right, come on forward, kids. Just come and stand right up here. That's great. Awesome. Well, there's so many wonderful kids coming up. Well, it is so wonderful to be able to share with you these new Bibles as you begin your school year. Did you guys have a good first week of school?
Yeah.
Anybody kind of tired at the end of the week? Yeah, parents too, grandparents too. It was a big, yes, big yawns, big week. Well, it is so exciting to share with you your new Bibles. Part of our United Methodist tradition is that we love to put Bibles in your hands so that way you can kind of keep learning the Bible stories of Jesus and learning all about it. And so if you were baptized in this church as a baby or as a toddler, as a young one, you received a fuzzy, cuddly, snuggly, like board book Bible, so that way babies and toddlers can chew on it and cuddle it. But then by the time you're in kindergarten, you're starting to learn all of your sounds and your sight words, and you're starting to work on reading, and so we want to share a new Bible with you that you can be using through elementary school. And then when you get into third grade, man, you guys are really great readers, and we want to share a Bible with you that you can use into your middle school years. And then when confirmation comes around, we have a teenage Bible for you. So we're all about putting some Bibles in your hands to help you learn the stories of Jesus. And this morning, as we share with Pastor Allison and I share your Bibles, you'll be able to take them home, and we hope that you'll be reading with your parents and asking good questions and come to Sunday school on Sunday morning with new ideas and new observations and curiosities, and maybe you can even stump the pastors and the Sunday school teachers with your really great questions. And we hope that as you open them up, you'll learn about the stories of Adam and Eve and Noah and Abraham and Sarah and Ruth and Esther. And then when you open up the New Testament, you'll learn about Jesus and his disciples and somebody named Saul, who changed his name to Paul and became a great influencer in the church. And so we're so excited to share these stories with you. So this morning, Pastor Allison's going to call your name and share your Bible with you this morning.
So on behalf of the First United Methodist Church, it is a joy to share with you these Bibles.
At our 11 o'clock service, there's 5 more students that will be receiving their kindergarten and third grade Bibles, so you'll miss out seeing that, but there are some more students that are going to keep growing and learning as well. Will you please join me in a spirit of prayer? Let's pray together. Let's pray. Oh, loving God, may you bless these kindergartners and third graders who are receiving their new Bibles today. Bless their hands, make them strong as they turn the pages. Bless their minds with curiosity and questions. Bless their hearts to be open to learning new things and following as your disciple. Help us all, Lord, to learn and to grow and to show your love in the world with kindness and generosity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, I would invite the parents and grandparents to return to your seats, but kids, would you be willing to stay up here? Because we're inviting all of the kids to come forward. We're going to share a prayer of blessing for all of you as we start our school year. So all of the kids, come on up. We're going to bless you and celebrate you as we're starting our school year together. All right. Good morning, kids. Well, this week, as you were putting on your backpacks for school, was it feeling heavy? Was it filled with school supplies?
No.
Yeah, maybe it was even filled with a lunchbox inside.
No, I carried it.
Oh, you carried it. Mm-hmm. Oh, hot lunch, so you didn't have to pack your lunchbox. Yeah. Well, some kids bring their lunchboxes and some don't. And some kids are bringing their school folders and their school supplies. And in high school, I don't know if you just have tablets now or if you actually have physical books, but off you went for your first week of school. And probably, if you're a Brighton student, you just started this past week. If you were in some of the other school districts, maybe you started a couple of weeks ago. And we hope that you are having the most wonderful year in school. And we wish you absolutely well to learn, to grow, to study, to work hard, to make new friends, to be curious learners. And we want to hear all about it when you come to church on Sunday mornings, all about the things you're learning and the ways you're growing. Because God is also growing with you this year. And God is always right by your side. In the classroom, each day, in and out, God is there. And this whole church community, this year long, this whole church community is going to be thinking about you and praying for you when you're at school. So that's your homework assignment, congregation, to hold these young people in your prayers and to be wishing them well. Well, we want to share a blessing for our teachers and our students. So on the screens, you're going to see some words for us to share together. There's words for pastor, words for students, and words for congregation. Let's join together in praying together. Join together in reading and pray our prayer together. At the beginning of a new school year, O God of wisdom, we offer thanks and praise for the gift of new beginnings and the opportunity to learn and to wonder. Congregation. Okay, students, we get to read this together. Be with us as we face the challenge of new tasks. Oh, the fear of failure, the expectations of parents and teachers and friends and self, everyone. In our learning and our teaching, may we grow in service to others and in love for your world through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to invite you, as you've been blessed and as you are being prayed for this week, we are now inviting you to bounce on out of here, if it's okay with your parents. You're welcome to follow Pastor Allison and bounce on out of here to the Bounce House Fun that we have waiting out for you. So in the back is Pastor Allison. If you want to join her, maybe share your Bible with your grown-up. Bounce on out and have some fun in Sunday school. I'll take this, Lydia. You can bounce on out.
Thank you. Our first scripture reading today is from Genesis chapter 1, verses 27 to 28. So God created humans in his image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. Our second reading is from Psalm 139:14. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works that I know very well. This is the word of God for the people of God.
And Rose, thank you for that joyful, joyful song this morning that you shared with us. That was absolutely beautiful. Church, will you join me in a spirit of prayer? Oh, good and gracious God, thank you for this new morning. Thank you for this time to gather in community to lean on one another. Help us, God, to open our hearts and minds this morning so that we might live in the present moment and pay attention to how you are working in our lives today. Help us this morning to lean into the words of Scripture that Anna has shared with us, listening carefully that what you might whisper into our ears. Help us make meaning of this beautiful world around us, Lord. So open our spirits to receive your grace this day, that we wouldn't try to deny it for ourselves or try to withhold it from others. But Lord, may you be present with us. Help us to be present to one another. And now, Lord, may the words of my mouth, may the meditations of our hearts, may it be pleasing in your sight, you, God, who are our rock and our Redeemer. And all of God's children said, amen, amen, amen. Well, as I mentioned in the time with the children, that today, this week was back to school time for Brighton Public Schools. Kids started on Tuesday after a really long summer break. Lots of kids and teenagers were up early and out the door, either making their way to the bus stop, or maybe their parent was driving them to school, or maybe even for the first time, those 16-year-olds got a keys to mom and dad's car and they got to drive to school. Oh, how cool it is to be a 16-year-old. And then by the time the bell rang, that first bell rang, lots of kids had been up bright and early trying to get those first day of school pictures with their parents, and they're always trying to, you know, get a good smile. Just stop and smile nicely for mama, right? Just one picture, that's all we want. My kids are always making those goofy faces. And by the time they'd put on their backpacks and grabbed their lunches and picked up their school supplies, they were off to then to hear that first bell ringing, and into the classroom there they were to make new friends, to learn new subjects, to meet the teachers and have a great adventurous time in school. Do you remember those days of elementary and middle school and high school, or those preschool days? What fun it is to start a new year. Well, by Friday afternoon, the Reynolds Hall household, when I picked them up, they were pretty tired, and I'd ran into another teacher at Walgreens that afternoon as well, and they were exhausted too. They had been asleep by like 8 o'clock every night this week. And I tell you what, it wasn't just a few people, but y'all are probably pretty tired parents this week. The first week gets us back into that routine, that grind of homework, and then the practices, the music practices, the sports practices, the swim practices, the dance classes, and speech and debate rehearsals, and musical rehearsals. The schedules will be filled up soon enough if it already hasn't packed your calendar. Well, when I picked the kids up after school, I had them open up their backpacks to see what was inside, and they pulled out their Friday folders, and inside were papers for parents and guardians to read, and there were homework assignments that they had taken care of, and then there was a whole lot of artwork. Oh man, the artwork that comes home with elementary school, you never know it. It's plentiful and it's colorful, and it just makes my heart like leap for joy, like Liz and Rose had us leaping for joy this morning. And parents always wonder, what are we supposed to do with this beautiful artwork, these masterpieces that come home from school? You can't toss it, and you can't give enough away to grandma and grandpa. You can't display it all. What are you supposed to do with this great artwork? So this past year, I visited a member's home as I was visiting them, and being invited into their home, I noticed this beautiful art gallery that they had on their wall, from floor to ceiling, lined with beautiful artwork. It was so absolutely precious. I stole this idea and want to do it at our home. This most precious artwork that has much greater value than any great Van Gogh painting. Precious artwork that was shared at school. Precious artwork. Oh, the joy of artwork that's created by kids. It's beautiful. Well, our house is filled with artwork, too. It's displayed in frames. It's hung on the refrigerator. It's on the walls. It's everywhere, you know, from dragon creations to rainbow castles to self-portraits of five-year-olds. It just makes my heart leap for joy. It's so gorgeous. And if you've had any meeting in my office, you'll see that it's plentiful with sticky note artwork by the kids. Sticky note artwork is their medium. You know, the artist, Lydia, medium, post-it note. crayons adorned. If you've ever been in there, oh, I love kids' artwork. These divinely created from the minds of children with crayons, they can take any blank, dull page and transform it into a masterpiece that's going to outbid the Mona Lisa at auction. You know, good try, Van Gogh, but I'll choose kids' artwork any day. So this week, today, we're starting a new series called Divinely Created. We're thinking about art. Kids' art is great. We're thinking about art these next 4 weeks. We're considering all the ways in which not only art is beautiful around us, check out the stained glass windows around you, there's some artwork around you, but we're thinking about all the different ways in which we are also a divine masterpiece creation of God, made in God's image. As God's creation, what does that mean for us then? As God's beautiful divine creation, what does it call us to do in the world? How are we supposed to be in this beautiful world around us? And so every Sunday morning, we're gonna see a different artist. We're gonna do a little interview with a different artist. Later on in worship, Nancy Smale's gonna come forward and she's gonna share with us about some stained glass artistry that she does. Next week, Carl Dybert's going to be featured. He's going to be sharing with us about some of his beautiful woodwork creations, so stay tight. So from poetry to pottery to dance to symphonies to painting to sculpturing, there are so many different art forms out there, so many. I was thinking about all the different styles of art this week and some of those special, most memorable artworks, besides, you know, the ones that our children maybe make for us. But I was thinking of some of those great artworks that you maybe remember. The Mona Lisa by Leonardo da Vinci, or the Last Supper photo, remember that? In spring, over Monday, Thursday, we do that reenactment where people become the Last Supper painting by Leonardo da Vinci. Do you remember the Starry Night photo, the Starry Night painting by Vincent van Gogh? Or do you remember the creation one of Adam by Michelangelo, where it's painted on the Sistine Chapel, that picture of Adam and God just reaching out, trying to touch their hands? Do you remember that photo? Can you maybe pull up that one in your mind? It's because of all these publication, you know, copyright things, I don't have the photos for you to see this morning. But then we can also think of some other great ones like the American Gothic. Do you remember that photo of the farmer holding the pitchfork and his wife standing next to him in that white, their white farmhouse in the background? Well, there's all these different famous artwork photos each you can remember, and it comes in oil paintings and acrylics and water pastels and even spray painting is a famous medium of artwork all around us. Inside the church, inside the community, we can see beautiful artworks of God. But, as we look around this morning, we see beautiful artworks of God because that includes you. You all are also a divine masterpiece. You all are also a beautiful creation of God, divinely created, filled with beauty and grace. From the moment you're born and you take that first breath until you're passing and you take that last breath, God made you in God's image, created for a mission and a purpose to reflect God's love and light in this world, to shine like those twinkling stars at night, to sparkle like the golden star, the golden sun, to radiate God's love in this world. You all are a divine masterpiece and work of God as well. This morning, Anna read for us two scripture passages. We heard one from Genesis. We heard the other from Psalms. And in rehearing these two passages, it reminds us as we're created in God's good image, it's the imago Dei, that fancy theological word, imago Dei, to mean the image of God in which we're created. From Genesis, we hear that we're created in God, that humanity is created in God's good image. Did you know this about Genesis? Genesis is thought to have been written over quite a span of time. Four authors. One author written from the 5th century BCE, the 6th century BCE, the 7th century BCE, and all the way back to the 10th century BCE, we find the works of Genesis come together, redacted over time. But we hear that story of creation. We hear that story of God making people in God's beautiful image. When we find ourselves at the Psalms this morning, the Psalms of David there, we heard the psalmist write, I'm going to share a different translation than what Anna shared. From this NCV translation, it says, I praise you because you made me in an amazing and wonderful way. I praise you because you made me in an amazing and wonderful way. What you have done is wonderful, and I know this very well. The beauty around us isn't just the artwork, but the beauty around us is the people that God created. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Do you believe it? When we think about the beauty that God created, sometimes it's hard for us to embrace that. Sometimes it's hard for us to believe it, to believe that about ourselves, that we have this characteristic of God within us, that we too are our beautiful creations. And so it always gets me thinking about what really good childhood influence, or of mine when I was a little kid. Do you remember Mr. Rogers? Of course you do. Mr. Rogers hit the screens, I think, hit the TV by about the 1960s. And if you didn't know it, he was an ordained Presbyterian minister. We can't claim him as a United Methodist, but he's a Presbyterian minister. And he would always remind children on his daily television show just what a beautiful child of God they were. While never using the language God, he would remind them how they were a beautiful creation. Mr. Rogers is famous for saying this. You've made this day a special day by just you being you. There's no person in the whole world like you, and I like you just the way you are, Mr. Rogers. There's no person in the world like you, and I like you just the way you are. Unique and individual, divinely created by God. When we think of the beautiful people that God created, when we get the snapshot of who God is in this world, when we think about what is God like, it gets our minds spinning that if we are like God, if there's a piece of God in us, then what is God possibly like? Well, we see God in the beautiful sunsets on the horizon and those magnificent colors in those hues of red and orange and yellow and gold. And we feel God in the quiet snowfall as it cascades down in the cold winter nights, with each snowflake being different and unique, just like you. We hear God in the laughter of children and the smiles that we saw on their faces this morning before us, echoing in these great grins from ear to ear. What's God like? I think God is like the beautiful nature around us and the children among us. God's like the beautiful creation from the heavens to the earth. God's like this, and we see the beautiful beauty from the mountaintops to the deepest deserts, to the ocean floors, to the forests, to the meadows, to the rivers, to the jungle. We see a snapshot of God's beauty, and we see it within all of us. The divine spark that was within us, filling us with love and joy and peace and patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control. The divine spark of God's within all of us. Perhaps the stained glass windows and the Leonardo da Vinci paintings and the most beautiful sculptures are amazing, but when we look into the eyes of one another, we see the reflection of God. Dear children, young and old, you are a beautiful creation of God. Oh my goodness, is that my cell phone? No. Okay. It's God calling us to remind us that you are a beautiful child of God. So whether you're looking at the sunsets over Lake Michigan or seeing the smiles on children's faces when they run through sprinklers, or you see a field tossed with dandelions, or you see twinkling stars overnight, or silvery moonbeams up ahead, or you hear the crickets chirping at night on a cool summer day, we glimpse God's divine creation, and we see it within one another all around us. So So even the most beautiful masterpieces that come home in kids' backpacks in their Friday folders, or the most beautiful masterpieces that get hung in our homes, probably can't compare to the beautiful creations that God has made. And beloved, that is you. Let's pray. Oh, good and gracious God, for your creation we give you thanks. For in your image we were made, created to be co-creators in this world, created to be creative people to bring about your goodness and grace in this world, created to share your love wherever we go. Oh Lord, remind us that we were divinely created in your image, and that image, that spark of you, can never be taken away. Even on the worst of days, the days when we doubt ourselves, the days we feel awful, the days we look in the mirror and think, ugh, help us to see the beauty that you see in us and see in one another. In Christ's name we pray, amen. I was thinking we go into prayer time. Speaking of artists and creative artists, so I've invited Nancy to share with us a little bit about her artwork. So Nancy's been a part of our congregation for many years. She sings, she rings bells, she prepares communion, and she's also a stained glass artist. So let's see here. We need our microphone. Thank you so much. So Nancy, we would love to hear a little bit about the stained glass artwork that you create. Can you share us about the process of making stained glass and a little bit about what you love so much about it?
Well, the person that showed me how to do it was Ann Lawson, and she used to go to this church. She's passed, and I just learned from her. We just worked on a 5-foot by 5-foot octagon window, and I leaned on it and I broke it, and then she showed me how to fix it. And that I hands-on is how I learned how to do stained glass. And from there, I've just done it for over 40 years, and Thompson Glass downtown, I do their repairs there. They send the people over to my house and I repair and they pick it up and it's perfect, you know. But I've done other pieces around here. I've done the cross here, and I worked with Loretta with that one. And then I've done the cross here on the altar. Out in front is the United Methodist Women's piece. When I finished that one, they changed the logo. And so I asked Pastor John, I said, now what do? Do I pitch it or what? And he goes, no, we'll put it up for his history, and then we'll have the other one, which I haven't gotten to yet, because I've just been so busy. And what else should I say?
I think you brought some other pieces. So the UMW window is when you go throughout the main office, that entrance out there, you'll be able to see that artwork. And if you've ever been curious about this piece, that belongs to Nancy.
And then we have a congregational person, Susie, that does the Reaching Higher. And when I did mentoring, I made these little bugs for each of the kids, 25 each class. So I was pretty busy making these. And I just wanted to do it because I wanted to, you know. A couple other things like Christmas or whenever. And then at graduation, I did this for my son. You just do get their graduation announcement. You put them in a book. You know, it's just a nice keepsake. And then when Bob Fuchs was here, Pastor Fuchs, I made a bunch of crosses. He wanted me to make some crosses, so I did something like that. So, and, you know, just birds and that. So, you know, but I just love doing the stained glass.
What is it about the stained glass that you love? Are you able to connect with God in any way? What is it about the stained glass?
I just like to help people and to do things for people, and I think that's through God. I love to just create down in the basement, turn on my music, and practice all my music that I have to sing. You know, I'm in lots of groups, and so that's my piece down there, and I just have a good time doing that.
Well, thanks for sharing, Nancy. Isn't it fun to learn about different artworks and different forms of art out there? Thanks for sharing. Next week, we're going to hear from Carl on some woodworking that he's done and some ways he shared his woodworking art with us in the congregation. Let us continue now in a spirit of prayer.
When I know it's my turn to read and write the congregational prayer, after I go into a panic mode for a little while, I think, well, I can do this, and I kind of set my mind pondering to it a little bit to kind of get in the mode and see what comes to me. So I was going out for a walk a few days ago, and I had my music in my pocket, and oldies, of course, golden oldies. And I was going along, and I think, maybe something will come to me today about what I should write about, but I wasn't really worried about it. Well, the song Pretty Woman came on. I thought, yeah, okay. But I didn't know how that would work. Well, except we just had a sermon about it, so yeah, that would have worked. I discounted that. The next song that came in was Chain of Fools. And I thought, yeah, me thinking Pretty Woman, yeah. Well, Chain of Fools, I don't want to talk so much about how we don't take good care of each other or the earth. So I discounted that. In retrospect, I'm kind of thinking that I was like the guy on the roof that says, God, help me. And he sends the boat and he sends the motorcycle. So I discounted two things. I thought, well, I'd better start paying attention here. Well, that night, there was a PBS special on documentary by Ken Burns about country music. I like country music. And they started talking about the song that Kris Kristofferson wrote, and it was Why Me, Lord? And we actually sang this when we were in Whitmore Lake, so I was a little familiar with it, and I thought, thank you. That's what I needed to hear. So, honoring Chris's words and his efforts, I offer his words for our prayer this morning. Please open your hearts to hear the words from the song, Why Me, Lord? Why me, Lord? What have I ever done to deserve even one of the pleasures I've known? Tell me, Lord, what did I ever do that was worth loving you or the kindness you've shown? Lord, help me, Jesus. I've wasted it so. Help me, Jesus. I know what I am. Now that I know that I've needed you so, help me, Jesus. My soul's in your hands. Try me, Lord. If you think there's a way I can try to repay all I've taken from you, maybe, Lord, I can show someone else what I've been through myself on my way back to you. Lord, help me, Jesus. I've wasted it so. Help me, Jesus. I know what I am. Now that I know that I've needed you so, help me, Jesus. My soul's in your hands. Lord, we thank you for Chris's words. We pray that our efforts are pleasing to you and that our efforts will help others to see your light. We pray for our quilt recipients, that they will feel our support and your love as they wrap themselves in the quilt chosen for them. Lord, although you know our hearts, we now come to you in silence with our concerns and praise. We know you are there, Lord, and that you hear us as we speak the prayer Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
So we are indeed a creative congregation, are we not? We're seeing so much evidence of that. We look around, we see what is being created with our hands, with our words, with our music, with our minds, and what's being created in our hearts. And all of us are a part of that. And so today, we have a chance to share and be creative in another way, because we're called to share by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness. And we have a chance to do all of that today, and one part of it will be with the gifts that God has poured into us. So I invite the ushers to come forward.
God, you have given us a bountiful world to live in and surrounded us with an amazing universe. We bring our humble offerings today to help this world be a better place to live in, to be a place where all things can be loved as you love. Bless our offerings and guide us in using them for your greater purpose. Amen. Please remain for our final hymn.
Because school's back in session, I have a homework assignment for all of you adults. But I think you can do this. I think you can do this homework assignment. Your homework is to take a walk sometime this week to notice the beauty of God all around you. Look for the changing leaves or go out at night when the stars are overhead. Take a moment to capture God's beauty. Homework assignment one. Homework assignment two. Create something. Get your hands in some of your grandkids' Play-Doh. Pull out the crayons and draw stick figures if that's what your kind of art you can do. Pull out the sewing machine and make something. Go get your toolbox and create something. Make some art this week. Number three. Didn't know it was going to be so lengthy. Number three. Take a walk, create some art. Number three. Look into the eyes of a loved one, a friend, a neighbor. And may you see the beautiful creation that God created in them. And look in the mirror at yourself and notice the beautiful work of art that God created you to be in this world as well. Go forth with this day and this blessing. Amen.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You were invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.